Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now very excited to bring on Kentucky commit Samto Cyril. Samto, appreciate you joining us this afternoon. How you been, man?
I've been good, you know.
Well, your final season of high school at OTE is officially underway. You got pro day done. You got preseason game done. Just how you feeling? What's your mindset right now going into this final year of high school?
I feel good, you know what I'm saying? I feel like this is like the season finale for me to like really show people what I'm capable of doing, you know. I've been doing what I do this past few years. I feel like this is like the real deal, like the real business. So I'm going to take care of business.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sumpto, what's the last few months as a Kentucky basketball commit been like? Has anything changed or is it the same? Does it feel any different to be a Kentucky Wildcat?
I mean, it have been crazy, because the fans been going crazy on my social media platform. You know, they've been really good to me, you know, supportive and stuff like that. And it feels good to be, involved with Coach Kyle and Coach Antigua. You know, it feels good to be a Wildcat. So, yeah.
You talked about your social media. I saw on social media that, okay, so you're known for shattering backboards in the first place. And now you're breaking vertical leap records at OTE. You're being high maintenance, making them bring out new max vertical test things for you. What's that like? And why are you so high maintenance?
It's just me being me. I feel like whenever I do stuff, I try to go 100%. It doesn't really matter on the stage or level. I just go out and do what I do. Last year I jumped pretty high and, crushed there. Pretty much jump higher than everybody else. So the test wasn't enough. So this year they came prepared. They brought extra blocks, just to make it higher.
Is that your record?
Yes.
I think that's like one of the highest in like NBA history. Do you know that?
Oh, yes. They said my highest touch point was like 12-8, 12-9. So, yes.
Is there anything that you do that kind of shocks you at this point? Like, do you ever shock yourself with what you're able to do on the basketball floor?
I mean, to be honest, yes, because I know I jump high, I know who I am, I know the things I can do, but sometimes I'll be like, oh, wow, that's crazy. And I'll be like, yeah, that's insane. But, just gonna stay locked in and do what you do. So, yeah.
You planning to break a backboard at Rupp Arena one day?
Always ready, man. Do it.
You better tell them that the OTE came prepared this year with the extra blocks for the vertical test. You got to make sure Rupp Arena, the rims, they got to double and triple check that before those games start. Man, when did you know that you had a basketball gift? Like, talk me through the early stages of you in your basketball career. When did it kind of click for you? It was like, man, I could do this down the road one day.
Basketball really started off for me as a joke. It's what I do for fun. I play football, which you guys call soccer. I play football my whole life. I started playing basketball because I was tall. I think I was like 13. I was like 6'3"-ish. So, yeah, I you know, started playing for fun. Then with time, I got better. I was like 6'4", like 14. I was dunking and everything. I was like, oh, I was really athletic. I could run fast. I could dunk. I could do all that. Then I figured out, like, this could be life-changing for me, you know. It could be, like, a breadwinner for me. And I, you know, I decided to go all in. And I, yeah.
Do you think you could have played pro football, pro soccer?
Yes, I, for sure. I am way better at football than basketball, for sure.
So why did you end up just your size? You just kept growing and growing. It's like, man, although I've seen Flory. I don't know if you've seen Flory plays for his high school team at Kokomo. So I don't know if you need to kind of put in a good word with OTE that they need to start up a soccer team for you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, basketball obviously is like my life now because I figured this could be it for me. So I had to go all in, you know, put every other thing aside, you know, focus on basketball 100%. But I love to play football. You know, that was my first love for sure. And I, you know, maybe one day, you never know. So one day I'll try it again, play like, you know, play with friends and family. But for now, it's just basketball, man. That's all I do.
Santo, you mentioned OTE. Just what has that experience been like? And maybe take us through what a normal day looks like for you at OTE, like workouts and things. What's a normal day look like for Santo?
I woke up sometimes 6:30, 45, 7 o'clock, depends on how the previous day was. You know, we have breakfast by 8 a.m. You gotta be here by at least 7:30. Eat breakfast, you know, we have skill work by 9 a.m. We have lift by 10:30. So, you know, after that, the guys that have classes go to the classes, you know, take care of stuff they need to do. You have other stuff like obligations like media, training, like finance classes, you do other stuff. Then you have lunch by 1:30 p.m. You know, eat lunch, go to recovery, do whatever you need to do, then come back by 4 o'clock for practice. So that's pretty much it.
Where have you seen your game grow the most at OTE the last year? You have a full season under your belt going into year two. Where have you seen it grow the most?
I think my game offensively have grown a lot because I've seen the past couple of months, or, you know, I could actually make plays for my teammate, you know. Offensively, the players come, you know, come from me. I could call plays, you know, point guard, bring down. I could catch the ball on the elbow. I could pass, my passion, you know, have evolved. And I think overall my offensive game is like gotten a lot better, and you know, just gotta continue to grow and get better every day.
Is there anything specific that you're focusing on before you get to Kentucky? Like, is there anything that the coaching staff has talked to you about your game that you're needing to improve before you make that jump to college basketball?
Yes, for sure. You know, like I said, offensively, you know, run plays for my teammate, help run the plays, you know, execute plays, and I have a consistent free throw, like, you know, make my free throws, like, at least put out, like, 80-85%, you know. I've been working on that, so, you know, I'm going to get fouled a lot as a big guy, you know, you're going to get fouled, so you need to make those, and, you know, it could hurt you or it could help you, so I'm working on that consistently, and my, you know, if I could make the 15-foot jump shot, that would be awesome, so...
And you mentioned Coach Antigua earlier. What is that relationship like with Coach Antigua, John Calipari? Like, how is that relationship growing even more so now that you've committed to Kentucky?
I mean, it has grown a lot lately. You know, they're checking on me like every 2 days, and you know, checking in to see how I do. They show up to my practice, you know, come in and say hi and stuff like that. I think we have like a really good thing going, and I really appreciate that. So, you know, I've been good so far.
Santo, you've been really outspoken. I mean, interviewing you 2 years ago, you said that Kentucky was a dream school for you, a place you always wanted to go. You know, what's it like having that dream school, getting the offer from John Calipari and the University of Kentucky, and then, you know, finding that home, going on the official visit and realizing that Lexington, you know, everything that you dreamed of it being ended up coming true during that official visit, and you committed shortly after. Just, you know, what is it like just kind of going from point A to point B and becoming a Wildcat?
I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, it's nothing. Like, to be honest with you, it's like, so, feels surreal because, you know, all my life, wherever I've been or wherever I'm at right now, where I feel like I have manifested everything I have right now. Because, you know, I grew up in Nigeria. I didn't know nothing about basketball. I think 2 months into playing basketball, you know, as a kid, I didn't really know much. I was like, oh, how can I get better? I went on YouTube. I looked up basketball videos. You know, of course, highlights pops up. I think the first player I saw was LeBron James. That's how he became my favorite player. And I looked up a highlight. Then I saw Anthony Davis. Then I saw his college highlights. I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, like I look at those stuff. I was like, maybe one day I will be there. And you know, I think the rest was history. How far I've been working on everything. So I'm just really grateful for being here right now.
Was there a moment for you during that official visit and where it said, okay, I'm ready to commit. I want to do this right now. What was that moment for you that you said, all right, now's the time?
As a kid, like you said, I love Kentucky basketball, and I've known them for a while. And I think what really did it for me was, I think my sophomore year, Coach Carr, he just showed up to my practice. Like, I didn't even know he was coming to the practice. I saw him, I was like, oh, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, that moment, I was like, oh, that's crazy that, like, everything I thought about and, you know, the dream I had is really coming to reality. And I was like, oh, okay. Then when I went to official visit, of course, my teammate Rob, he committed there. He been trying to recruit me and stuff like that. And, I went to the official visit. Everything feels like, you know, just perfect. And, you know, I felt like that's where I wanted to be when it comes to college basketball. So, yeah.
Talk about that with Rob. I know you guys had a very close relationship, played together on the same team last year. He's been recruiting you hard. Just what is that relationship like? And how much are you going to be watching what he does this upcoming season at Kentucky?
Rob is a really good guy. Obviously, he was my teammate. We had the chemistry and everything, the point guard and big man chemistry. We played really well during the playoffs last season. He's been trying to recruit me to come to Kentucky. I told him that, I think he is part of the reason why I committed this early. So, you know, we have a really good relationship. So, yeah. I mean, whenever I have the time to watch him, I would for sure support him. He's my guy, you know. He's forever going to be my guy. So, yeah.
How much does that help having a guy that you trust that's going through it at Kentucky and kind of experiencing what you're going to experience, and then he can kind of relay what that experience is like to you? How much does that help having somebody you trust already there?
It really helps a lot because you get to see firsthand what it feels like and what you get someone to really – you close with to really tell you what to expect and how it feels like, every detail you need to, you know, get ready for your process. So I feel like it's really helpful. And, I'm excited to see how it goes.
Sampa, are you done? Are you tired and exhausted from answering the question, are you going to enroll early at Kentucky?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm tired because, you know, people always got questions to ask and, you just have to answer it whenever you can. So, no, that's just what it is.
I think the last couple times you've been asked that, you said you haven't completely shut the door on it, but said as of right now, you're pretty firm on 2024. Has that changed at all? Are you still feeling pretty good about 2024 and next summer?
Yes, I think because, you know, obviously I have my preseason game. I have my new teammates right here. We got a good thing going on. I feel like I have some from boxes I need to check here because, you know, I want to win a championship before I leave here. So, you know, I got things I need to take care of before I head on to Kentucky. So,
Jack, we got some. Do we have any fan questions?
We got several of them, and we got to get through them because we don't have a ton of time with Santos. So I want to make sure we get as many as we can. Big question. Rob was your go-to guy last year. He goes to Kentucky. Carter Knox, there's a lot of connection there. You are now the recruiter like Rob was for you. You're now the recruiter with a teammate at OTE. What's that like, that relationship with Carter, and do you want him to join you in Lexington next season?
Yeah, of course. I would like to help recruit guys to my team. Carter Knox is a really great basketball player. He's amazing offensively. Like, he's a guy that could show up in and give you 20. So, you know, I would like to have him on my team, but at the same time, like, I like to let guys make the decisions. Like, if he feels like Kentucky is the best thing for him, hey, why not? Let's do it. If he feels like he want to do other stuff, like, I would let him do it. But for me, I would advise him, you know, try to recruit him, but also let him make his decision. So, yeah.
All right. We got how does the gameplay and lifestyle differ with Overtime Elite versus a traditional high school? You've been to both. What's the difference between those two?
I feel like Overtime really helps you get, like, have steps ahead of regular high schools, like things you see here. It's a lot that goes on behind closed doors that people don't really see, because they teach you how to be a pro. They hold you accountable. Like, you do stuff like pretty much close to the NBA, because we have guys from here went to the NBA and they come back and be like, yo, this is what we do over there. It's pretty much the same. We have trainers. We have nutrition. We have everything we need. Yeah, it really helps you get ahead of the pair and everything. And that's things you don't really need to take for granted. So I will choose Overtime over any regular high school any day. So.
A bit big. It says a lot. That says a lot. Somebody else asked, how do you see your career playing out if it went perfectly for you? Like, what is the dream path for Sampto?
The dream path for me, I want to win everything possible this year at OTE. You know, obviously, I mentioned the championship. I'm going for the defensive player again. I want to win the most improved player. I want to win MVP. I know there's no limits to what I want to do. So, you know, I'm just doing everything I can. So, yeah.
Which current NBA player would you compare your game to?
Right now, on the level of my offensive game, on the part I'm headed, I would say Bam. Bam Adebayo, I would say, yeah, because, you know, he's an undersized center, and I think we're the same height, so, yeah.
What have you seen out of him to, you know, model your game after long term? Because his game has really grown from being kind of just a dominant interior big man to kind of putting the ball on the floor, being able to do things out on the perimeter. How much are you incorporating that kind of stuff into your game?
Like I said, you know, catching the ball on the elbow, popping outside the lane to make plays. Like, I feel like that's the thing I'm working on right now to, you know, get better at. You know, a couple years ago, he was just a pick and roll guy, and now we see he's, you know, bringing the ball down the floor, you know, putting the ball on the floor and everything. I feel like that's where the direction of my game is headed towards. So, you know, that's, I hope everything goes fine. You know, we'll see how we progress from now.
You talked a little bit about this with the Anthony Davis story, but what are your first memories of Kentucky basketball? You know, I guess even after Anthony Davis, what was it like kind of watching Kentucky growing up, on whether it's on YouTube, on TV, whatever? And what do you have any memories of John Calipari and the Kentucky program?
To be honest, I am not a guy that really watches basketball on TV that much. I would rather play than watch. You know, most of the things I've seen from Kentucky was I really focused on Anthony Davis, because, you know, how this media stuff works. I watched a YouTube video. They brought suggestions of more videos. I think I watched a bunch of them. I forgot how many blocks did he have the game, championship game, like Anthony Davis. Like, that was like, you know, he really balled out. So, you know, that was a very good moment. So I pictured myself in that moment, so I was, you know, locked in and everything. So, yeah.
This one's a little bit different, and this is the last fan question I have for you. Is Sampto eligible for the draft next year, and if so, is he interested? I guess, what is going to be your goal with the pros? You know, what is your dream in that regard of, you know, becoming an NBA player at the, you know, after Kentucky?
Yes, I am eligible for the draft next year, and you know, for now, I'm just focused on the moment. Like, you know, I gotta get through the steps. I gotta, you know, go step by step. I'm not gonna jump from here to anywhere. But for sure, I am eligible for the draft. And you know, when the time comes, I guess you gotta think of the best decision and the best move to make. But for now, I'm locked in with Kentucky Wildcats. You know, focused on my season. But yeah, you know, you can never be too ready for anything. I'm getting ready for Kentucky. I'm getting ready for the NBA. So at the end of the day, that's the main goal, to get there. So, you know, but we're going to see how things work out. So, yeah.
Last thing for me before we get you out of here, a message to BBN. You know, everybody, we've seen some interviews with you in writing, but, you know, seeing you visually on a video interview and you know, you're the first time you can really talk to the fan base. Do you have a message for Big Blue Nation and why, you know, why you're so excited to be a part of you know, the Kentucky basketball program?
You know, I just wanted to know that whenever I touch down in Kentucky, they should really expect a dog, you know, just a guy out there to help them win, you know, championship, you know, bring energy, you know, just overall make the team a better team. I think that's all I have to say for now, you know, just stay down, grind, and continue to get better. But for sure, they're getting a dog, you know, a winner. So I'm excited to see how everything goes.
Sompto, appreciate you, man. This has been a blast, and I know Kentucky fans are absolutely thrilled that you are a member of Big Blue Nation with them. So keep it up this season at OTE, and we'll be watching very closely.
Thank you. All right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.